Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life.
Today, I want to talk about South Carolina native Daniel Robinson. He was 24 years old and he graduated from the College of Charleston in 2019 with a major in archaeology. He moved to Arizona after landing a job with Matrix New World Engineering, and he was a geologist. He loved the outdoors. Despite being born without a left hand, he was a musician and he played the trombone. He liked to travel and he was close to his family. In May and early June 2021, so this year, and on the morning he vanished, he went from behaving normally to behaving erratically. So he made a few odd comments and some odd behavior was exhibited. So for example, he left his apartment wide open. He disappeared from contact for a significant amount of time before coming back in contact. He worked a side job for a food delivery company, and during a delivery on June 12th, a customer invited him to hang out at her home with her friend. And the days that followed, he kept repeatedly texting her, showing up at the woman's home unannounced after she asked him not to. And he told family that he was in love with her, and the feelings were not reciprocated as shown by text messages. So he and a co-worker called Ken Elliott met at a well site near Buckeye, Arizona on 23rd of June, about 9:15 a.m. And they met for the first time to assess a remote drill site in the Arizona desert. It was 115 Fahrenheit, so that was 46 degrees Celsius. And these are quotes made from Ken to the Independent newspaper. So he said he was just looking off into the desert. He had a very, very distant look in his eyes. Whenever he turned around again, I would look at him and look into his eyes. And the first thing I thought was maybe it was drugs or something, but his pupils were not dilated. From that standpoint, everything appeared to be normal. Then I thought this was a medical condition or something. I wasn't too sure. I kept watching him, but he just kept turning around and looking off into the desert. Then he just turned around and walked back to his 2017 Jeep Renegade. And I just assumed he was going to get something out of his vehicle. And he opened the door, got in, sat down, put on his seatbelt. Then he looked at me, waved, and back up and took off. So Ken called to work to report this incident and assumed that Daniel was going to call in sick. But hours later, no one heard anything. And Ken returned to investigate and found Daniel's Jeep tracks heading further into the desert. His father, David, also became concerned that day as he had not heard from him either. So he was reported missing to Buckeye Police Department the same day he was seen, and they used cadaver dogs to search, as well as people, drones, and Phoenix Firebird helicopters and Civil Air Patrol, who were only contacted on July 7th. Family members traveled from the East Coast to Arizona to join the search, which covered an area of 70 square miles. Buckeye Police Assistant Chief Bob Sanders told CNN that he followed up every lead. They interviewed co-workers, friends, relatives, and reviewed all evidence. But despite this, his father, Daniel, said he's been left upset with the handling of the case and believes that authorities could have began this search much earlier. He said he started researching Arizona, realized there's a lot of missing cases here, and because of the way the police department was handling the case, he understood why, because if you don't move fast enough in a missing person's case, then you might not be able to find the person. Also, another thing is police did not actually enter Daniel's home until July 7th, which is nearly 2 weeks after he was reported missing. So on 19th of July, a rancher found his 2017 Jeep Renegade, so this is Daniel's car, in a ravine just a few miles from the worksite where he was last seen by his workmate. It was on its side, and police said a seatbelt had been worn at the time and the airbags were found deployed. And inside was Daniel's phone, wallet, keys, and the clothes he was wearing. Bottled water was there as well, and despite all those searches, they found no sign of Daniel apart from animal bones. And on the same day, the family hired a private investigator, former police officer Jeff McGrath, and on 31st of July, a human skull was found, but it was not Daniel, and nor did it belong to another missing person. So the private investigator Jeff reports that evidence from the vehicle strangely shows that it crashed, the airbags deployed, and then drove another 11 miles and was involved in another crash. And the first crash was 4 hours after he went missing, and this is based on the GPS data. After the airbags were deployed, the ignition was turned on at least 46 more times during the additional 11 miles put on the Jeep. And because of this, Jeff believes that the car crash was staged. So there was no blood found in the car and foul play is not suspected. And his father, David, said, "I believe that somehow God's going to bring my son back alive." So I hope that there will be a part two with a resolution to this case. And I would like to quote the following sources I use, which is The Independent, The Sun, ABC website, and the BBC website.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.